Chapter 32. Darth Carrot had to admire the Republic Fleet Commander. Realizing they couldn't exchange blows with the Ascendant Spear, they'd switched tactics, scattering to harry her from a distance while employing a series of hit-and-run attacks and feints to frustrate her and extend the battle. The defensive strategy gave them no hope of inflicting any actual damage against the spear, but it prevented Carrot from wiping them all out in a single glorious attack. Instead, she was forced to hunt down each ship one by one. She began with one of the capital ships, turning the spear on an intercept course as her target used a series of random and unexpected changes of direction to try to evade her. The other vessels in the Republic fleet tried to distract her from her goal, firing at her flanks while keeping to what seemed a safe distance. But with the spear, there was no safe distance. Even as she closed on the first capital ship, choosing one of the three at random, she was able to target one of the corvettes swooping in on her starboard side. The spear's guns roared as the corvette tried to veer off at the last second, but the ion cannons were able to penetrate the shields, ravaging the hull and knocking out all power other than emergency life support. Instead of changing course to finish off the now helpless corvette, Carrot continued to bear down on the capital ship, relentlessly pursuing it as she hammered away with her turbo lasers, rapidly draining what remained of their shields in preparation for the coup de grace. The two other capital ships converged on her, guns blazing. Even the spear's deflectors couldn't hold up for long against their coordinated assault, and Carrot was forced to break off from her original prey, but not before unleashing a final volley that crippled the engines. She changed course and accelerated, circling up and away from the other two capital ships before coming around to face them. The vessels wisely broke off in opposite directions, so she chose one at random and resumed her pursuit, knowing this one wouldn't be saved by an untimely intervention of the others, not with one of them forced to limp along at a fraction of its top speed. Before she could engage the second capital ship, however, she felt a sudden drop in power, and the spear slowed noticeably. It took her a moment to recognize what had happened, and then she realized she could no longer sense Kaux, Ordiz, and her apprentice. Something had broken them out of their meditative trance, forcing Carrot to rely only on her own power to control the vessel. Briefly turning her focus from the battlefield to her immediate surroundings, she sensed a battle raging in the command chamber outside of her impervious crystal sphere. Nostaral had escaped and come for her. Carrot returned her attention to the battle, confident her new followers would be more than a match for the Jedi. And though it was more difficult trying to control the spear alone, she had done it before. At the same time, she sensed another intrusion attempt from the saboteur, this one coming from the control console outside her command pod. She batted away the clumsy attempt, knowing he would try again. One more distraction to further slow her down. Though it would now take longer to finish off the Republic fleet, Carrot knew that victory was still inevitable. Jace had tasted defeat before, but never as bitter as this. Though the battle would drag on, he already knew it was over. Republic casualties were mounting. He'd lost several support vessels, and one of his capital ships was barely mobile. Now Carrot was coming after the Aegis. The spear was closing in on them, though more slowly than before. He didn't know if Carrot was being cautious or if she was merely toying with them, but it didn't matter. Her ship was still too fast and maneuverable for them to outrun. And with only one capital ship still able to come to his aid, there wouldn't be enough of a threat to force her to break off her attack.
"Enemy coming in range,"
the helmsman noted. Jace realized he meant they were now in the spear's range. They were still too far away for the Aegis to fight back.
"Divert all available power to the deflectors,"
he said, knowing it would only buy them a few more minutes.
"Shut down everything except life support and sensors, even the weapon systems."
The bridge suddenly went dark, lit only by the glow of the screens.
"Going to end bad?"
Tefeth asked from somewhere in the blackness.
"Very bad,"
Jace answered.